Does God have a sense of humour?
When I was young, I used to walk through the front door. I was hit by roast beef and Yorkshire pudding. Opened the airing cupboard, spaghetti bolognese all over me. We literally didn't know where the next meal was coming from. Never give up your seat for a lady. That's how I lost my job as a bus driver. About a month before he died, my grandmother covered my grandfather's back with lard. After that, he went downhill very quickly. After that, I worked in a pathology lab, but I was asked to leave after one of my reports said cause of death, autopsy.
I'm joined now by the comedian Milton Jones. Yeah, listen, Milton, tell me, does God have a sense of humour?
God must have a sense of humour because we're made in his image and we have a sense of humour. And lots of things happen in life that we don't want to happen, but I think humour is often the gap between what we want to happen and what really does happen, and someone pointing out the truth. And if God is all about truth, then it's sense of humour is a sort of air brick to let us have some vent to all that. A lot of the work that I do is going around from club to club, after dinner to university to festival, and it's my experience that people respond to joy. If I mean, my act isn't particularly preachy in any way, but if it works, it works because it produces joy in people. And joy is not necessarily very constructive in and of itself, but it is a good thing. I think it's a celebration of life, of living, of words, and I think that is what God is all about.
I'm very English, really. I even ordered a book on the internet, How to Have Absolutely Nothing to Do with Your Neighbours. Unfortunately, I was out when it was delivered.
Paul Carenza, does God have a sense of humour?
God definitely, 100% has a sense of humour because, for a start, he created man, which I think is funny enough in itself. You look at any sort of observational comedy is, of course, originated by God, which I think is often not really fully realised. But of course, if you're observing the funny things we do in life, then surely, you know, the puppet master behind it all, the grand comedy writer of the lot, is of course God, who actually made us do all these rather silly things in the first place. So that's reason number one. I think God has a sense of humour.
Old ladies in wheelchairs with blankets over their legs? I don't think so. Retired mermaids.
What being a Christian is actually all about, it's about having a relationship with someone who actually is alive inside you and is dynamic and forceful and creative, essentially creative.
Reason number two is actually in the Bible. It's very much clear that God has a sense of humour. I think never clearer than actually when he is telling Abraham to sacrifice his son and then gets to the top of the mountain, and Abraham's about to do it and God says, no, joking, you know, it was just a big elaborate hoax, a bit of a ruse, you know, he brings down the beetle mask and actually it turns out, no, it's just God. So I think definitely there opportunity to this, a practical joke. But yeah, actually the other reason I think that he has, also with Abraham, this is the other bit in the bunny, there's another bit, is when he does that covenant with Abraham and says, all of your kids and your kids' kids and your kids' 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 kids, you're all going to inherit all of this land you can see before you. Oh, by the way, you can't have kids. There is a lovely little moment. There's a few years where he is there with Sarah, his wife, and he realises that she can't have kids and she's barren. And then eventually, of course, he can. He has Ishmael and Isaac. But there's a little, you know, hilarious couple of decades there before that. And yeah, I think that in itself, the conclusive reasons that God definitely has a sense of humour. Absolutely, 100%.
I think it's all about personal relationship with God. And the things I do in clubs and stuff, hopefully coming out of the joy that is in my life as a result, directly or indirectly, of knowing God. And I don't think people appreciate having stuff rammed down their throat. They need to come to a place. Everyone's on a journey, and I think everyone gets a chance in their life at some point to say, does God exist or not? And if he does, what do I need to do about it? And the best way to help them get to that point is to love them where they are, because God is all about love and not a sort of media love that is kind of either erotic or rather transitory or cynical, but an unconditional love. They say that 98% of communication is what you are rather than what you say. And hopefully if I do anything that works, Christian performers do anything that works, it is to have a sense of joy and confidence and well-being and peace that emits out of them. Don't get it right by any means 100% of the time. Hopefully we're going in the right direction.